Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Get ready for the Ellingson Angus Real World Genetics Annual Production Sale. Join us Saturday, February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota for an outstanding offering of 1,240 Angus bulls, heifers, and cows. Check out this lineup: 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, 600 commercial open heifers, 180 commercial bred heifers, and 50 coming 3-year-old cows. All bred for calving ease, growth, and profit-driven performance while maintaining longevity, disposition, and efficiency. These cattle are ranch-raised, data-backed, and ready to go to work for your program. Attend in person or bid online at DV Auction or Northern Livestock Video, and all sale information from videos to catalogs is available at ellingsonangus.com and ranchchannel.com. Ellingson Angus, Real World Genetics. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your Short Go Daily Dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is National Handwriting Day, and you were telling me that one of our nephews has not learned how to write cursive.
Yes.
That blew me away that the young people are not taught that anymore.
Well, here there was a little bit of difference. There was a couple of years. So I have a nephew that is right around the age of 17, 18. He can write and read cursive. Then I have a nephew that drops down to only being 10, 11 years old. He can read and write cursive. However, they have a brother that falls right in between. He's 14, 15 years old, and he cannot write cursive or read it.
So was that during the COVID time?
No,
I think it was. Was that when it kind of happened?
It was right before COVID. There was a short window in probably like, I think, 2018, 2017, somewhere there where they weren't teaching cursive.
And true or false, that it seems like as boys turn to men, their handwriting goes to printing. But the ladies, you tend to kind of have a hybrid in between kind of cursive and printing. But I know very few adult men that write in cursive.
Oh,
printing.
I was thinking you were going to say the men get older and their writing handwriting gets worse.
Well,
and worse
it doesn't get any better.
I mean, Tiggers.
That's for dark. I write very neat. I just write small.